As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663. For international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663. Or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Oh, here on Herb Talk, we're going to empower you. That's what we're here to do. And Magical Engineer Frank and I got a great show. And thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We are going to be talking about crystallized supplements and what that may mean. What does crystallized mean anyway? Really? I mean, how does it get there? Well, we're going to talk about that and some other good stuff and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are too, because my time, it grows short. So today's devotional is putting us in Hebrews 11, where it says, "But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." And then in Lamentations 3, "The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, and to the soul that seeks him." Amen. God is good. He's got good rewards, but you know, you got to get to know him. You got to know his name. He's got to hear you every day. Talk to him. Talk. Got to seek the Lord's face. Draw near to him. And if you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God. Scripture says that. So take stock. My time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, we got vaccines. The WHO, the World Health Organization, is finally admitting that some of the oral polio live virus vaccines are giving children polio. Yep, Nigeria, Congo, Central African Republic, Angola, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Asia, where they're giving these kids this live polio vaccine, is creating full-blown polio and paralyzing these children, and sometimes they die. So it's a polio-driven vaccine. It's a type 2 virus vaccine, which, guess what? The type 2 wild virus was eliminated years ago, so they brought this back, probably in a synthetic, genetically modified form, creating that very odd polio epidemic that we've been seeing, too. The myelitis. All right, last but not least in the quack report, guess what? Ancient Egypt got it right, Frank, with peppermint. Yep. A lot of conditions. They healed a lot of conditions with peppermint back in the ancient world. Today we use it, what, for flavoring? Chewing gum, mints, and so forth. Adult beverages, maybe. Mint juleps. I don't know. So, medical applications, though, of peppermint are huge. So now science is discovering using peppermint leaves, like the Egyptians did, and it reveals some important medicinal properties. They use a lot for allergic rhinitis. Peppermint extracts help with allergies, sinus infections. But they also used to get this. The ancient Egyptian used it for breastfeeding, nipple pain for the mother, colds and flu, of course, bad breath. Of course, we've all known that. But you know what? It was also used, you know, for as a digestive aid. You know, that's why it was after the meal. So it helped with, you know, gastrointestinal issues, also headaches and migraines, and infant colic. But, you know, sometimes, you know, infants can't tolerate the menthol in peppermint or spearmint, so be careful. They also used it for irritable bowel syndrome, memory problems, of course, your nausea and vomiting, and shingles. They're looking at it for shingles pain. How about just getting rid of shingles? How about that? Why don't we do that? I was just talking to someone today, Frank, about healthy people don't make medicine a ton of money. So guess what? People aren't going to be that healthy. Isn't that a fact? Yeah, I think that's the realization we have to all come to. I think trauma care is a good thing, but all the internal medicine issues, I'm just wondering, and this is what we talk about on this show, kind of, you know, tick it up a little bit, ask the questions, get you investigating. Ask questions. People don't ask enough questions, because if you don't ask your physician questions, and it has to be poignant questions, you're not going to get the information you're looking for. So it's like talking to the government. You got to ask the right questions. But that, guess what, Frank? That wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Okay. We're going to talk about these new phenomena. Well, it's getting popular, so... You know, you've probably seen, Frank, you've seen those latest commercials, the craze on the energy food sources, the crystallized foods, you know, that are dehydrated, maybe cooked ingredients, and they form these crystals with it. It's kind of the latest thing in the food health supplement industry, because most people are kind of familiar with, let's say, candied ginger. You've seen that. It looks like a bunch of, you know, ginger stuck on, or sugar stuck on ginger. But they think candy ginger is the same as crystallized ginger, but the process is entirely different. So the food that is candied is stored in syrup, and the food that is crystallized is cooked in syrup or microwaved into a crystal. So when a food is microwaved, the food particles vibrate. They cause a lot of friction, and of course you're heating up the food this way. And fluids can evaporate out of the food with all this heat. So the food is radiated to the extent in a microwave process, and nutrients can be lost. So we're going to take a look at the supplements that may be in the form of crystals and what that means health-wise. Yeah, it's real important. You know, foods are heat sensitive, just like herbs, and we change them chemically. You know, sometimes we got to cook this stuff. We can't eat stuff raw all the time, but it's real important when it comes to the whole food nutrient base of your supplements. So we're going to talk about that. These crystallized, have you seen the crystallized supplements, Frank, on TV? Well, we're going to talk about that on the other side of this break, so don't go anywhere. As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk, and we're talking about the new crystallized supplements out there. Maybe some of you haven't seen them. I don't know. Have you seen them, Frank? I mean, they're all over the TV. Anyway, food in general kind of heat sensitive, and it's the kind of heat that also affects how much nutrition remains in the food. So, you know, steamed vegetables seem to retain more nutrition than, let's say, boiled or baked. And the nutrients that are first to be lost out of our foods when we cook them are vitamin C, your thiamine, your B1, your pantothenic acid, your B5, and your folate, B9. So these are all important, obviously, for immune system, neurological, nervous system, and support. So some believe, you know, radiated heat helps protect the flavor and nutrition in foods better. Radiant heat. You know, if you're cooking on top of the stove, that seems to make food taste better and more nutritious compared to, let's say, microwave cooking. So others feel, you know, radiation does no harm to the nutrition in foods at all. So they don't see any problem. So let's look at cooking with electromagnetic radiation, because that's what a microwave is. Have you ever thought of it that way? It's like, you know, a smart meter cooking your food. A microwave is Frank doesn't have TV. He hasn't seen these crystallized supplements advertised. Oh, well, then you're in for a treat now, Frank. Listen up. So a microwave is, you know, kind of a convenient way, obviously, to heat food or water, but it really is using what is called electromagnetic radiation to prepare your food. So the pros and cons of using the microwave is kind of a lengthy one. Cell phones, modems, routers, smart meters, Wi-Fi, smart technology is actually being used in everyday appliances, and we are accumulating the use and accumulative factors of all this electromagnetic radiation in all our daily living. Okay. Here, let me read you this quote from a scientist by the name of Chris Gunner. He wrote this article for Healthline, February 15, 2019. This way he says, microwave ovens produce non-ionizing radiation, which is similar to the radiation from your cell phone, though much stronger, end of quote. So we often hear not all radiation's bad for us, and that we're told, you know, well, you know, don't press your face against the glass on that microwave oven when it's operating. You know, stand at least 12 inches away, because radiation decreases rapidly with distance. So we're also warned not to use the microwave oven if it's damaged or the door doesn't seal very well. Our poor food, well, it can't distance itself from the radiation pulses vibrating through its fibers when a microwave oven is on. You know, it's in there. It's stuck. Can't get out. Well, I'm getting to the point about these supplements. Hang tight. Let me read you this information on these studies. One was March 2001. It was a study that was conducted by the Pennsylvania State University Nutrition Department, And they placed some garlic in a microwave, and they wanted to test to see if any of the antioxidant nutrients and anti-cancer nutrients in garlic were affected. And here's what they said. And also, their research appeared in the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health, March 2001. They said this. In just 1 minute of microwaving garlic, it destroyed the cancer-fighting compounds of garlic compared to 45 minutes with conventional cooking methods. End of quote. While microwaving garlic inactivates the enolase and it destroys the sulfur compounds, which prohibit garlic from stopping carcinogen activity. Uh-oh. Well, if we can do that to our blessed garlic, right? What could it do to other things? Well, there was another study. This was in November 2003 in the Journal of Science of Food and Agriculture. And they published findings that when broccoli is microwaved, it negatively affects the nutritional flavonoids by destroying 97% of them. These are antioxidants that help us stay cancer-free, say, destroys them, 97% of them. They also compared boiling of the broccoli and checking it out, and it reduced the flavonoids by about 66%. Now, of course, temperature and the length of cooking will also affect how much nutrition the foods retain. So they concluded that microwaving foods will degrade the food's nutrients. So they also cautioned people to never microwave milk. Never stick milk in a microwave, Frank, for hot chocolate or something? Or just a glass of warm milk before bed. How many people do you know do that? I know a couple people that do that. But they say never microwave your milk because it removes any antibacterial properties that remain in processed milk. So it takes away the bacterial fighting component in milk if you microwave it. And, of course, we know flash homogenized milk, it's hot enough, just long enough to kill all the good stuff, but not the bad. So, let's talk about this marketing of these crystallized supplements. They're marketing it as lightwave technology supplements, basically. That's what they're saying. We created a brand new, newfangled supplement that's super duper better for you through lightwave technology. Want to guess what that is? Yeah. Well, I've mentioned the crystallized foods and the microwaves because some of the new supplements are being marketed as with this new patented lightwave technology. And what this means is electromagnetic radiation processing or microwaving. That's what they're doing. And they're calling it lightwave technology like you wouldn't know. Well, now you do. Now, one product that is marketed this way is the Super Beet Crystals. You may have heard this on the radio. They advertise this on Radio Frank. Super Beets. Yep. And these are crystals. They look really red like beets. Fine crystals, and they're flavored, and they taste supposedly really good when you add them to water. So the microwave is used to process the beets, but this can reduce, obviously, the photonutrients, the minerals, the vitamins, amino acids, antioxidants, proteins that you naturally find in beets. Now, according to health experts examining the Super Beets product, they say this. Beets in whole food form contain vitamins, minerals, photonutrients, and however, when companies try to turn these beets into beet juice powder, they may also be adding artificial flavor, gar gum, malic acid, magnesium ascorbate, and stevia extract. The problem is that all these ingredients contain reported adverse side effects and should never be found in beet juice powder or any health or wellness products for that matter. For instance, your malic and citric acids are a flavor enhancer and give Super Beets the tart taste, and the magnesium ascorbate will make the beet crystals fizz when they hit the water. So it's like, what is it? It's like drinking a sweet tart, I guess. I don't know. I haven't tasted it, but I've seen the ads. So they are absolutely correct about this, though. Real whole food beets, when they are juiced raw, have a kind of a metallic taste to them because of the rich mineral content, and the minerals are there for a reason. A container of your Super Beets is going to cost you about $50, and it will contain nowhere near the nutrition of real beets because they microwaved it. They electromagnetically zapped it. So the marketing of the Super Beets kind of smacks as a type of investor group that's cashing in on this marketing trend. It's all hype. It's really what it is. Now, real food, whole beets, have fantastic health benefits because juicing them raw is just really the best way to take advantage of those nutrients. So enough beet juice can actually rebuild the blood system in 24 hours. So people with anemic conditions would definitely, and heart conditions would benefit. It can actually make your doctor's head spin around like Linda Blair when they look at your blood results. Woohoo! So it is the minerals in the beets that help the bones manufacture blood. So pickled beets are really cooked, and the process tends to lower the nutrient content, but not as much as the microwave crystallized beets in your Super Beet crystals. Of course, an alternative, though, is, you know, if you're going to use a naturally dried, no artificial heating of beets, and then they powder them, and then they don't add anything to them. They're just dried powdered beets, and they're powdered the right way because you don't want to overpowder any of these dried herbs and food sources, because if you powder them too much, it burns them and they get all brown looking. You want them to look vibrant. You know, if it's a green, it should look green. If it's a beet, it should look like a beet, red. And so if you want to use powdered beets as a viable alternative, it's awesome to have that. So naturally dried, powdered will help you retain a lot of the nutrients that the raw beets tend to have. So now you can add powdered beets to your vegetable or citrus juice. Smoothies, put it in a smoothie. So if you want to juice some raw beets for the nutrients, you can do that, but it can be kind of time consuming and messy, and you know, beet juice kind of stains, and people really don't want to mess with it. Now, if you want an alternative, if you want a whole food beetroot powder, look for that in the body food mix. Take a scoop, add it to juice, water, or smoothie for this instant infusion of the plant balanced nutrients that God put there. So call Apothecary Herbs and ask them for the body foundation food mix. It has powdered beet in there. You can get it in the portable stand-up pouches or in the family-size containers. Give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, and ask for the body foundation food mix. Check it out. We're going to take a little break. I'm late for the break. We'll be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver.
call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk. Frank's getting retro. All right, we're going to be talking about for the second part of the show. And by the way, remember that peppermint we mentioned in the Quack Report section? The folks at Apothecary Herbs have peppermint leaf, naturally aged cold press tincture. Awesome stuff. Yep. I know. If you mix their peppermint with their fennel and their ginger, you know, just take doses. I usually take doses, put it in a shot glass, and chuck it back with a little water. It stops vomiting. If you got that vomiting thing going on. Oh, yeah. Oh, and if you get the little diarrhea pickle thing going on, slippery elm stops that, too. Especially in pets. Pets got digestive problems. Give them some slippery elm. Slippery elm, and it seems to do the job quickly. Quickly, I say. All right, so let's talk about vision, your eyes, and this new connection that science seems to have between brain disorders or neurological disorders and vision problems. So neurological disorders, various forms, we've got categories, and sometimes there's crossover. We got dementia that is plaguing a lot of our seniors in the United States. But some recent research is looking at this connection between brain health influencing vision loss. So kind of trying to work this out in the medical system. They're focusing on typically symptoms usually and not causes. So hopefully sometimes they stumble across things. So without efforts to address the cause of your illnesses, you're going to continue to die from your illness. But of course, you know, well, people don't make the medical system any money. See, that's the root of all evil is the love of money. See? So let's take a look at some of the new research that they're suggesting. There's this link between neurological problems, visual problems, and what could be causing that. Well, real health and healing have kind of, and for the most part due to the influence of greed, have eluded the medical profession. So a lot of things are buried, covered up that are very basic and very healthy and are very inexpensive and work for people, right? I was just talking to someone today, Frank. She said that somebody with colon cancer, two people, were told to take some sort of homeopathic or organic something that dealt with intestinal parasites. So they took it, and it got rid of the colon cancer. Well, that may suggest they think cancer is a parasite, but it wasn't so much that. It was the natural ingredient that they included in the parasite removal product that helped with the colon cancer. Isn't that something? See, but, you know, just like these, you know, eye drops, these natural eye drops for cataracts, they say they don't work. A lot of the doctors say they don't work. People are seeing again, driving again. I don't see how they can get away with saying they don't work. But real health and healing includes a cure, which is a reinstatement of wellness, right? Not being dependent on drugs. So let's look at this. They're saying globally about 1 billion people have neurological disorders like Alzheimer's, the Parkinson's, the MS, the ALS, the epilepsy, the migraines, stroke, a lot of brain infections, a lot of things fall into that category. So They're saying 1 in 6 people aren't living full lives because of those conditions. So the American Academy of Neurology got together. They posted some information. And they wanted to know about the neurological care in the United States, especially. It seems to be ballooning out of control, very expensive care. More and more neurologists are entering the healthcare industry because their future as a specialty physician is huge because of this problem. So they reported that in the United States, there's a decrease, though, in the availability of neurologists. We still have 20% a need of 20% more doctors in neurology, and they don't think they're going to meet the goal by 2020 to, you know, bring that up to par. So I used to work for neurologists, neurosurgeons too. Few medical students really want to enroll in neurosurgery because it's very grueling training. In just 8 years, from 2000 to 2008, the demand for neurological care has grown by 48%, but we don't have enough doctors entering that market, even though that market is expanding and their specialty is pretty much secure. But it's just the training, I guess, that they don't want to go through. Now, stroke is the leading cause of death in the United States. Alzheimer's the sixth cause of death. Millions of people suffering. And they're being treated with a bunch of medications to only reduce or slow their symptoms while they die of it. So patients are told they got to accept their plight. They got to stay on the expensive health care, follow the treatment plan, because there's no cure for their disease. Now, most of the medications they prescribe for Alzheimer's disease, pretty useless, and they actually put the patient at risk of all these side effects. Every person should really take seriously look at the warnings on a lot of these drugs, dig for that stuff, and practice your prevention methods. And what type of prevention am I talking about? Well, inoculations, for one, they promote neurological disorders because of heavy metals in them. Okay. Avoid exposure to EMF emissions, your electromagnetic stuff. Avoid cookware and drinking containers that have heavy metals or aluminum. Avoid contaminated seafood. And also, utilize your nutrition and foods, your spices, your herbs to help strengthen your body and your defenses. That is going to be a pretty healthy key. Well, there's this new link that the folks at Rutgers found out, and they published their findings in 2017, and it suggested they found an association between Alzheimer's disease and vision loss. They seem to indicate that it affected a lot of nearsightedness, or people couldn't see distant vision very well. Farsightedness seemed to be less affected than in conjunction with dementia and other cognitive problems when people had nearsightedness. So the scientists suggest that the vision screening could be a potential early detector, they think, of people that are going to suffer from neurological problems or especially dementia. Here's what they said in their report. They said Alzheimer's disease has multiple cognitive subtypes, and these are usually broken down into memory, language, executive, attention, and visuospatial function. So the variant where visual symptoms are prominent due to localized pathology in the parietal occipital region is often referred to as the visual variant of Alzheimer's disease. So I guess the area of the brain, well, you know, your eyes are neurological tissue. We tend to not think of them as that, but that's what they are. So what the research is stating is there needs to be more attention made to the possibility of this interconnection between your eyes and your brain, and the neurodegenerative diseases could be an extension of the central nervous system, various diseases there. So your eyes are being formed while you're in the womb, and they come out of the brain anterior neural tube area, and they later develop into the forebrain region and evolve as your eyes. Yeah. So let's talk about some nutrients to help out our brain and our eyes. Since the brain and the eyes are connected, there are nutrients that will assist both of them. Foods, spices, herbs that contain a lot of zinc and antioxidants have positive effects. Research from scientists are suggesting if you don't have enough zinc, it has some sort of role that plays in the development of Alzheimer's, getting Alzheimer's. So if you don't have enough zinc, research is also showing that supplementing with organic zinc, antioxidants, and copper shows a progressive or wet version of macular degeneration of the eye. So health experts are saying, you know, try to get whole foods. Try not to use the supplements as much that have, I guess, mega doses. And they're talking about the synthetic things, the synthetic stuff. Here's something interesting. In the area of Mexico or South America, there's a plant that they call mammee. Also, you can find it in Florida because a lot of them import it to Florida. That helps offer a lot of antioxidants to assist the eyes. Now, and out of Germany, the Sinemia monomia plant, they use that all throughout Europe, Asia, South America, the African continent, I should say, Germany, Europe, to help the eyes get a lot of antioxidant and nutrients to the total function of the eye, not only the lens, the cornea, the vitreous body, and so forth of your eye. So there's lots of plants and shrubs out there that will help our eyes and our brain. So I've talked about rosemary, for instance. It helps the brain. It gets a lot of nutrients to the brain. It's included in the brain concentrate. The folks at Apothecary Herbs make that, and they have the rosemary in it. Excellent circulatory anti-inflammatory herb to have in there. Lots of antioxidants. Ginkgo biloba, of course, because you want to get ginkgo to the brain to improve memory, you got to have a circulatory agent with it. And rosemary fits the bill, so does a little bit of cayenne. Avoid using rosemary oil, though, because it's it's too concentrated. It's too strong. It has very strong compounds, and the oil is too concentrated. Usually rosemary oil is used topically, not internally. Also, pregnant women should avoid rosemary. It can promote uterine spasms, so you don't want to have, you know, premature labor. Use caution if you are using medicinal amounts of rosemary. If you're taking also other drugs and other herbs, you can have an interaction, interfere. So if you're like on diuretics, ACE inhibitors for blood pressure, anticoagulants as blood thinners, or lithium, any drug for manic depression such as that, you want to probably avoid rosemary. Definitely want to think about that. We got more. We got herbs high in zinc on the other side of this break. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone
to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. Herb Talk, and we're talking about helping your eyes and your brain, two organs connected, and we're going to talk about some zinc now that helps. Of course, you want to get herbs, whole food source that has some zinc in it. That way you have a balance of minerals, nutrients, so the body can utilize it properly and avoid out what it doesn't need. So some of the herbs from high to low in order that have concentrations of zinc, we'll start with the high. Your skull cap, often used for headaches and migraines. Pumpkin seed, capsaicin, your hot peppers. Sage, wild jam, spirulina, chlorella, chickweed, echinacea root, astragalus root, nettle leaf, Siberian ginseng, and Daltz seaweed. Now, also a lot of antioxidants that are very healthy. Most adults don't get enough antioxidants in their diet. So one serving a day is not enough, and most of us get 1 to 2 servings of antioxidant-rich food per week. So here are some superfoods that have lots of antioxidants. Berries, all your blueberries, strawberries, goji berries, those things have super antioxidants. Broccoli, if you don't microwave it, though, don't microwave your broccoli. Don't ever go there. Cranberries, green tea, pomegranates, spinach, and quinoa. Awesome. Awesome stuff. Now, think nutrition. If we start to think of our ailments as nutritional problems, we have more than a 50% chance of resolving them compared to the conventional way of using toxic drugs to reduce symptoms and force chemical change in the metabolism. So using organic nutrition requires a lot of faith to restore what's been lost, and when you use the whole foods, the whole food supplements even, you can avoid a lot of mistakes using the synthetic type products that offer not a proper whole food balanced chemistry. So I know it's kind of a, you know, leap of faith to, you know, be more proactive and seek an alternate course to resolve your problem, but I think you'll be well rewarded. And the reason I say that is because God has promised, and he can't lie, when he said, herbs are here for the service of man and healing of the nations. So from Genesis to Revelation, he says that all throughout the scripture. So we should be taking note of that. So why aren't we using the natural herbs? Because they work, and it's not... we're getting back to that same premise. Healthy people don't make the healthcare industry any money. So they got to suppress that information. What we also want to start thinking about is in our organic base elements of foods and herbs, we also want to look at, getting more water and oxygen, you know, try to get outside, breathe some fresh air. More fruits and vegetables in the diets than cooked meats and carbs. Whole grains, okay, not the highly processed stuff. So if you're out there and you kind of got, you know, arthritis, gouty kind of conditions, I bet you it's the white flour and a lot of the uric acid from cooked meats.
causing that problem. Lots of nuts and seeds, healthy fats won't cause you to gain unhealthy weight. Of course, your herbs and spices and, lots of sunlight when you can get it. So controlling what is defined as a drug means losing all freedom over the way various elements that sustain life. Okay, so when a few control the legal availability of healthy elements that heal people, they control your life, essentially. So it has really started in your healthcare insurance, Global Food Harmonization Code, known as the Codex. And you know, it's a lot of control, and it's protecting the big money makers. You got to ask yourself, the billions of dollars they throw at healthcare research for, like, cancer. You know, people are still dying from cancer. And there are a few exceptions, but a majority of the people that get treated the conventional way with cancer they get a lessening of symptoms. It's, you know, in remission, but it's not a cure. And the cancer comes back usually in 2 years, and they get a different cancer cell, and harder to get rid of that one. And any oncologist that's honest will tell you, we don't cure cancer. And they'll tell you that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, look at what the Lord's given as far as health. I mean, the reason we're sick is because something we're doing in our lifestyle. It could be an environmental toxin we're in contact with. It could be the way we're eating or drinking. Sometimes it is genetic, but it's rarely genetic. Now, let me tell you this. Science has proven foods influence your DNA. Unhealthy diet, go to a healthy one. 6 days, the DNA is changed. Now, I tell you, what are these toxic drugs doing to your DNA? What are the vaccines doing to your DNA? Think about those things. What's the GMO foods doing to your DNA? Everything has a cause and effect. So we have to really start nailing down what we're doing that's creating us to be more vulnerable to diseases. And we need to strengthen ourselves, not become more vulnerable and dependent. We want to be stronger and independent. That's what God wants you to be, strong, healthy, and independent. That's right. All right, if you're looking for some of the antioxidant-rich herbs that we just talked about for eye health, brain health, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have that wonderful brain concentrate formula. It's really good for improving memory and giving you a lift if you're feeling a little sluggish. So they do have the ginkgo rosemary in that. We also mentioned in the first episode the body food mix that does have the whole food powdered beetroot. Okay, so it's just beetroot that's been dried and then powdered, so it retains as much of the nutrition as possible. Otherwise, you know, the way you get real enzymatic minerals from beets is to juice them raw. That's right. And let me just say, Windsor University Medical Center in 2012 accidentally found out that Dr. Carolyn Hamm was in charge of leukemia patients, and on Tuesday she noticed all her patients' blood work was better. So she did an investigation of what was different on Tuesday, and the patients were served dandelion root tea. Now look at that. A tea changed the blood chemistry and probably the DNA, right? Just once a week on Tuesday. So they did some more investigating. Dr. Pandy got involved in the lab, and he found out testing dandelion root extract's a bit more potent than a tea. He found it killed all known cancer cells, and leukemia is just cancer of the blood. If you want healthy blood, you want healthy bones, and guess what? You need minerals for that, and guess what beetroot has? And if it rebuilds the blood system in 24 hours, raw beet juice, there it is. It's minerals and enzymes you're missing. And, of course, blood cancer, it's a lack of nutrients, and the blood can't hold on to oxygen. So, again, we're back to nutrition, aren't we? Yes, we are. And doctors aren't taught nutrition. They're taught to prescribe. That's what they're taught. They're taught to prescribe. So it's going to be up to you to guard your health. That's right. Otherwise, you know, a lot of people think, oh, my doctor is going to, he's got it all under control. He told me, let him worry about it. He's not worrying about it. He's got malpractice insurance. He doesn't worry about a thing. Okay. I worked in the medical profession. I can say they don't worry about it. They don't. So get your whole grains, get your nuts and seeds, get your basics down. And watch the body respond and reward you. Get rid of all that processed stuff. And real healthy food doesn't have to taste, you know, terrible. There's a way of making wonderful, fresh, vibrant, healthy salads. Not overcooking grains like quinoa or oats. Everybody cooks those oats into a sticky mess, Frank. It's so bad for the digestion. Here's how you cook oats. If you want oatmeal, good for the heart, so forth, and all that stuff. You boil water, you throw your oats in. You take it off the heat, you put a lid on. You let it sit 4 minutes, no longer. Drain the water off. Put your oats in the bowl. Add your honey, your raisins, nuts, or whatever you want to add. You've tenderized the oat, but you've not overcooked it where it becomes glutinous, and all this sticky stuff comes out. And it's so hard on the bowel, that sticky stuff. So you want to get more energy out of your oats that way when you just tenderize them. They're so lovely. You can add a little cinnamon. I like to, Frank, I like to put raisins and walnuts and then in my oats. I also like it in quinoa, too. A little crunchy, a little chewy, you know? And then if I want a little sweet, I'll get some honey from a real bee farmer. Real bee farmer. Ah, honey to die for, not the processed stuff. What are you saying, Frank? Oh, yeah. Frank says malpractice insurance won't save the doctor from an angry family member. And he doesn't like oatmeal. Okay, well, that's your prerogative, Frank. But the point is, we're responsible for our health, and we've just gotten away from that. We stopped noticing the signs. You know, our body tells us all these signs and symptoms. A lot of times when people wind up in the hospital with a serious condition, they have ignored a mountain of symptoms. Or they've gone to their doctor beforehand, have taken drugs to reduce those symptoms. Well, it's sort of like, you know, a building's on fire, and the fire alarm's going off. Here come the doctors in the fire truck, and they run into the building, turn the fire alarm off, the equivalent of a drug, get back on the truck and drive away. Well, the building burns to the ground eventually. That's kind of the whole thing about drug therapy and your... physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.